Welcome to the artwork of CP, everyone. Dan Leo doesn't even know I'm discussing this with everyone. For those of you who have stuck around me for, God, over 10 years now, yeah, we finally, after making a million decisions and switching podcast hosts in the beginning and in the interim, I think we finally found our podcast home. Now, the reason why I say I think is because Capsibyte is the easiest podcast to use. And even though I still have affinity for Buzzsprout, I still have a affinity for Libsyn, I think that Capsibyte is the easiest one to use. Although Danielle knows better than I do. They're all pretty simple, but I think we found a podcast home. I tell you why. Because when I checked this morning, and if anything happens with Captivate, they go out of business or whatever, we're switching back to Buzzsprout. But for right now, we're on Captivate as long as it behaves and doesn't go out of business or doesn't do anything monkey business like that. And so when I checked this morning, we were at 1,000 downloads. I don't know how. I don't know why. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know people. I don't know how we finally reached that milestone on Captivate. I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't know. Now, you people are listening to my old episodes, which is perfectly fine. It's perfectly fine. Listen to the new ones, the old ones, just keep listening. And so I don't know. And so over the next couple weeks, I guess, yeah, weeks, I am going to be going through transitions in my own life. They started this week. And they started this week, which I feel better that they started this week. And it's gonna be these next couple months are gonna be wild. And wild beyond belief. So, one transition started this week. The next transition starts in October. And then the other transition is starting. Actually, I have two transitions starting in October. One, doesn't really have to do with me. The other one does, but the other one is semi under control. And so it doesn't really have to do with me either. The third one is getting under control. The fourth one is under control. We're just waiting to, I have to be patient with this one. And the fifth one is, yes, I'm doing a cone Ironman, half Ironman before my back surgery. So yeah, it's official. I'm leaving in December to go do a cone Ironman. Then I'll be back. Then I have back surgery. So the next No. Danielle asked a very valid question. No, this half Iron Man, when the wishes, this half Iron Man is in Florida, in Dayton Beach, Florida. And the reason why I'm doing that down there is because Arizona, even though Arizona's home now, and I can officially call it home after my third transition, we're working on that, but Arizona is soon to be my legitimate home, and we're in the process of working on that. And that's all I'll say about that.
Yes.
But because my legitimate home now has no water to it, has no water, they do, the Iron Man does a race out here. And of course, I opted not to do that one because that's in a town lake. And of course, Iron Man gets very, 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 very picky about racing with equipment. Typically, when anyone does a Kona Iron Man, they don't bring a kayak in, they don't bring a bike, they don't bring something hooked up to bike in, they don't bring something. They don't bring a wasting wheelchair in by any means. So, Iron Man gets very, very, very picky about what you're allowed to bring in. And so you have to talk to Iron Man to say, yes, we're an adaptive team. And yes, we have a competitor who has a disability. And yes, we do all that. So, in order to talk to Iron Man, it takes months and months and months and months and months. And sometimes Iron Man says, no way. Sometimes, if you're incredibly lucky, they say yes. So, in Dayton Beach, Florida, they said yes. We are incredibly lucky. They said yes, slash my team is in Florida. I'm the only one out here. So the reason why I'm not doing a Kona Iron Man in Arizona is because, one, it's in the lake. Two, the swim is in the lake. Two, I don't have clearance with Iron Man Arizona to bring all my crap with me into the Iron Man. So, no, that was never option. That was never an option. And no. And now, Danielle, to get to Danielle's valid question, is this in Hawaii? No, it's not. But this qualifies me when myself and my partner cross the finish line, I will be, and my partner will be qualified to go to Kona in 2024. So yes, I'm going back to Kona, you guys. Yes, I'm going back to Kona. For those of you who do triathlons, you know that Kona is a big deal. And you know you have to qualify for Kona. So you kind of have to do race by race to qualify for Kona. And so that's what we're doing. For those of you who've ever run the Boston Marathon, also, you need to qualify to run the Boston Marathon. And for those of you who ever follow Rick and Dick Hoyt, they were two marathon runners. The Rick had CP, did not. They started this when Rick was young, and since they have both recently passed away, Dick before Rick, basically the parent before the child, but Rick passed away more recently than Dick did. But their big thing was doing the marathons, not necessarily triathlons. And I almost met these two in Kona because they came out and they wanted to support the disabled in the Kona Ironman. I did not have a chance to meet these two legends in the racing space, only in the racing space. I don't think they ever did triathlons. I don't think those two did triathlons. But I have a colleague of mine also racing in Kona. I did a race in Atlanta with them. It's the Lock with KPZ Foundation. Look up Kyle Pease, look up Brent Pease, you guys. You'll see who I'm talking about when we get off this podcast. If you guys look up the Walk with KP Foundation, Walk with KPZ, look up, you'll see who I'm talking about. So yes, Team We Win is coming back in full stride. Then I'm going, Danielle joined me on, which I knew she would. But Team We Win is coming back in full stride. But then after I do my second Kona, I am doing, Danielle sat through the first one with me, and everyone sat through the first one with me, and I have, my team members have switched since then. I have lost a couple team members, but my team members have definitely switched, and I switched geographical locations of where I'm living now. So no, it's not in Hawaii. This one is not in Hawaii, but this one will qualify me for Hawaii. So, and yeah, so I am leaving November 30th to December 4th. And Danielle, you are leaving when? October 9. Okay. So you are leaving the way. So
say
next Monday.
Yeah.
So that means I get a total break from the show because I don't know. Okay, so Danielle's going to be a little MIA. I'm going to be a little MIA. I just realized, tomorrow I'm going to be totally MIA, which I just realized that. I thought I was doing one thing, and turns out I'm doing two things. Turns out. So, yeah, we're going to be a little MIA.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting. These next couple months are going to be interesting, but I cannot wait to call Arizona officially home soon, even though I've been down here for 2 years. I There's one thing I'm working on with other people, and I'm grateful to those other people that they're working on it with me. And so I am truly thankful to be calling Arizona home soon. And I have lost team members because of this move, and but I'm stronger. I am more independent than I was in Aspen. So I'm grateful to be calling Arizona home soon, and I will not be necessarily going back to Aspen unless unless I really need to go back to Aspen. And there's only one circumstance why I would be, but hopefully, through this transition, I will be able to call Arizona home. And I am really looking forward to calling Arizona my complete home in the next couple weeks here. And that's all I'll say about that. Because, yeah, in the next couple weeks, Arizona will be my new home. And I'm really grateful for those who've stuck by me through this huge transition. I am grateful for those who shifted away from me because I needed to grow my own wings and basically do a transition on my own. For those who have stuck with me personally, and for those who have stuck with me in Arizona, thank you, thank you, thank you. And for those who stuck with me from the Aspen transition to the Arizona transition, thank you. You know who you are. Danny being one of them. You know who you are. My thank you list would take me forever to go through. You know who you are. And of course you do because you stuck with me and let me be my own person. And for those who wanted to, let's say, wanted to not stick with me and wanted to watch me do a Spyro dance because I left Aspen, that Spyro dance is not going to happen. So, for those of you that tried to help me, and I'm talking in general, I appreciate the help. And for those of you that wanted to see me fall flat on my face in Arizona, that is not going to happen because I am stronger than you guys think. And so, for those of you who want to still listen to this podcast and listen to a strong person do a podcast, be my guest. For those of you who want to see me spin out of control over the transition from Aspen to Arizona, you got another thing coming, honey, because yeah, that is not going to happen. And life is life. People leave our lives, and we keep all the friends. We make new ones, as they say. Make new friends, but keep the old ones like silver, the others like gold. And those who stuck with me through this transition, thank you. And for those who now want to watch me spin out and say, why me? Why did I lose both my parents and the young age that I did? And why did I get emotionally and physically abused? Fat chance. Those things happen, but those things are part of my past, and I try not to bring those up to the best of my abilities. And I am happy to be calling Arizona home in the next couple weeks. And we hope that the universe works it out. And I am loving life down in Arizona. Now, Daniel, you don't have to get your butt down there, but it's a whole nother story in itself. And so I appreciate all the love and support, and I know Danielle does too. And as I said, as soon as I get my act together, as soon as one more transition happens, I'll be working behind the scenes on my book. And then that book will be passed off to the person it needs to be passed off to, and then it will appear on Amazon. And so after one more transition happens, my book will be the next thing that I do. And with that, we love you guys, and we hope that you enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you guys next week, or maybe not. Maybe when Danielle gets back from her vacation. You are here Saturday. So one more, and then Danielle has to go on vacation, lucky duck. Has to. I shouldn't say that. Wants to. And has to. No. Wants to. So we will see you next week, and you guys. And then we will, we will tie things up before Danielle goes on vacation. And And so keep listening. Keep shining on. Keep doing things with grace and style. And we love you guys. Oh, what a cute bunny, and thank you for following us. Bye, you guys.